This call is being recorded.
Stand in front of your body. Turn around, sit comfortably. Know that you're in the right time and the right place, and that everything is accomplished that you have set forth. Move your fingers and your toes. Know that this is a good thing. I am Vidaya. I have not been with you for very long time, it seems. As you remember, I am the one who stands 9 feet tall in front of you on my tail. Black and white. Yes, you knew me as a killer whale, but that is only a name in this particular world. This room is filled. It's filled with all of the porpoises and whales that I brought with me. Can you feel their energy? Can you feel their love? This is the time that we have promised you for such a very long time. This is the time that we talked about when we visited about a year ago. This is the time that you have been waiting for. And you have been noticing that many animals on this planet are making choices. Many animals upon this planet have chosen to advance in front of you in the world which you call a heavenly plane, dogs and cats and pets and many who have gone out of this body and moved to be able to greet you in a way that is new for you as you move up and through these times. These are such great times. Many, many of you have found that your dietary needs have indeed changed. Many of you have noticed that your need for meats has been decreased and maybe even done away with. Those of you who a year ago wanted to have permission to eat your chicken nuggets, we told you, go ahead, it is not for you to worry about. But now you may find that those are not of interest to you. These are times that we had been holding the doors open so that your friends in the animal world could move through, and now the people, the mass consciousness of people, are moving through as well. We are not of this world. We can tell you stories of long past histories. We could tell you that we have been here, watching over the people who have been placed here, who have arrived here, who have come here. All of this you will be hearing in the very near future. Mother Earth, Gaia, gives us her permission to speak. And we are glad to be here. And it is only an update for you to know that those things that we talked about a year ago are now in effect. All of those who have been your pets, who have been showing you love, who have been showing you the way, are are now glad to open the door and let you, allow you, ask you to walk through. Many of us in the worlds underneath of these oceans, including the mer people, which you do not hear about very much in your regular news, do you?
No.
Including the mer people, we are all anxious for you to raise in your frequency of vibration and to be able to greet us with open arms and have conversations with us, as you will be having with so many that you are waiting to speak with. This is an exciting time. This is a wonderful time for all. This group is very good at monitoring what you see, what you take in. And we have been happy to visit with you today. We know that Lady Nada will speak to you next, and then Sananda from James. This was a time that Susan and we got together this week and to talk about what we should be sharing with you. And this is our message. We give you our love. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am Lady Nada.
Really?
It's a little difficult to come back to this one after Obadiah comes through. He is such a different frequency and speech pattern. Sananda is here to speak with you today. We are so excited to be with you today, to share with you and to share with you a little differently than we may have with other people. It is important for me to say that there are those who channel my energy, speak and write for me, and it is all very, very, let us say, heady, very, very, very much about deep things, about a lot of detail. And when I am here with you, Ananda is here with you, we are an intimate relationship with you. We have a different relationship, and it is one that has evolved from the love with one another and supporting one another, and you supporting us, as well as us supporting you. And that you know that every single thing that we stop to visit with you about, every opportunity that we have to share with you about what is happening and when is happening, the most important thing that you need to know is that we love you. We love you. And that is the bottom line. It is not so much when things are going to happen, how things are going to happen, but that each and every one of you knows that we are right there with you, walking with you and talking with you and moving forward along this path, helping you to stop and help another, sharing with you about what you can say to another. These are the times that are important now, because you are at the end of your line and you are ready to make your first step across that line. And yes, you are still going to be going back and forth for a while, because you have so many to serve in this world. But the time is coming, my friends, very closely now, that you will be in the new world, the new consciousness, and that all will be sharing that with you. Thank you so much. We bless you. We keep you in our hearts. Thank you. Namaste.
This is Sananda. Wonderful to be with you again, as always. As these energies continue to rise, many of you are feeling these energies now. Many of you are experiencing all these things that have been spoken of previously. As these energies, as these vibrations continue to rise, and you continue to rise with them. But that is what this is all about. It is all about energies. It is all about the vibrations. As they continue to increase across the entire planet, yes, they are increasing for you as the light workers, but they are increasing for everyone. And everyone is going to experience these energies, these waves of energy that come through, just as they would in that particular moment. Wherever they are in that moment, that is how they will experience it. Just as you are experiencing these energies in a different way than others might. You who have been acclimating to these energies, we have been working with you diligently, personally, with this particular group, with those who are associated with this group. It is not only those that attend this group in person or even over the phone, also those that experience this by listening or reading these words and resonating to these words after also benefit from this. There is a DNA discharge that occurs here, a DNA reconnection that is occurring as we speak these words to you. You may not be aware of this, but it is happening. The energies increase, your DNA changes, your pineal gland is opening wide, and many other things are going on behind the scenes within you now. This is all we're speaking of at this moment, is what is happening within each of you. The changes are tumultuous within you now. You may be feeling a sense of stomach issues and things like that. This is normal. You have heard of this as the ascension symptoms. This is all part of what needs to occur here. So as you are feeling these symptoms, just sit back, relax, let it be. Know that this is what is happening. Many of you are going to experience this more and more, but others of you are going to be rising in the vibration so much that they will no longer influence you whatsoever. You will not feel the aches and pains anymore. This is what is you are experiencing as a result of these energies that are coming through. Yes, a great deal of energy came through yesterday, your January 14th. You experienced much. Many of you felt this. Many more of you did not feel this. And you are wondering, is this another promise that has been made and not kept? I can assure you, as Sananda and as all of the company in heaven and all of the galactics and the Garthans that are working with you, all the things that have been spoken of are occurring now. You are in that process now. You are in the process of your ascension, your own individual ascension. And the entire planet has either ascended or is in the continuing process of ascended. There is what the Earth, Gaia, has spoken of previously as holding a place for you as the light workers, you as the ones who are moving up in vibration, you as the ones who are moving toward your ascension, holding a place for you in the higher vibrations, to move into those higher vibrations. Even now, you still feel you are in the 3D illusion. And sometimes you are, but many times you are not. Many times you have raised up in vibrations and you feel the energies. You can see the energies. Many of you are seeing things now that you did not see before. You are peering through the veil because the veil is dropping. The veil is actually disintegrating now, even as we speak. And you are going to experience many things that you would not have believed possible before. You spoke earlier of rainbows and other signs in the skies, but I tell you now that this is nothing compared to what you are going to experience. When you look at the sky and you see the lights light up in the sky and the clouds part and the energies come through and you can see these energies. You will see these energies in many different colors and rainbows and various other types of experiences beyond your imagination. And as you look at these signs, you will know that this is the moment of your shift. This is the moment of your transition. Lady Nada has said it is not far off. All have been saying it is not far off, that you are in the moment now. And in this very moment, you are going to experience changes that are beyond your imagination even at this point. All of us can tell you things, we can share with you, we can prepare you, but none of us can prepare you for what is ahead. Yes, there is going to be some rocky times for some people. Some are going to have some experiences and wonder if this is the end of the world. Possibly for them, it is. Many are going to experience these changes and wonder what is going on, and then they will turn to you. You, the ones that have been acclimating to these energies, you, the ones who are prepared to be able to explain and help them understand what is occurring. And yes, there will be some of those times where they say, wow, you were right all along. And you, though, will turn to them at that time, not be in an ego state, and just say, how can I help you? Or how can I be of service to you? I am open to whatever you wish to understand now. That will be your mission. And your missions are about to begin. Some of you have already been working with this. Some of you are about to be shared more of your missions coming from your higher self or those various guides and mentors that are working with you. They will begin to share this. You will receive this in dreams. Your dreams are going to become very important if they have not already. They're going to be very explicit, very much feel to you in those dreams. And you will awaken from those dreams and wonder, was that real? Or am I now in the real awakening state? And you will wonder about this because there will be very little dividing line between the two as the dreams become real and the real become the dreams. So I ask you now, as the light workers, as those that go are going out and sharing the light, I ask you now to continue to do this. Continue to work with the light. Continue to work with the heart frequency that you have established and are continuing to increase within you. And I ask you to understand and know who you are. There will be many more announcements coming, many more messages that will be given you over the next several weeks as you continue to move ahead with these vibrations. And the time is short now, my friends. The time is very short before all of the various understandings and promises and all of this begins to become real to you. It will. At this point now, it is for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, but soon it will be for all to see and hear. I am Sananda. I love you deeply, and all of my peace and love be with you now.
Thank you.
Om Mani Padme Om Ma Om Mani Padme Om Ma Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
This is one who serves here, and we are ready to do just that, to serve, to do whatever we can to assist you and guide you, and know that all are working in this very process to assist and guide you. You are never alone. Not one of you out there is ever alone. Unless you wish to be. For know when you say things like, I want to be left alone, then you will be left alone. You see? So think about the terminology that you use. Everything
true becomes real. Please understand this. Everything, every single thought has reality to it. Every single thought that you have creates your life in front of you. So change your thoughts. Get happy thoughts. And if you get happy thoughts and go with the flow, as we have been saying over and over, then you will experience the changes as they come in a very positive, uplifting, blissful way. Okay?
Okay.
Are there questions now for one who serves in this year, who is standing by at this time? And those of you on the phone can ask your questions. You may need to unmute your phones to be able to do so.
This is Christine. I have a question. Go ahead. Everyone first.
Okay. This is Cynthia. And
if we know it, Cynthia. We know you by your vibration always. We've been around your vibration for some time.
Yes. Well, it was really amazing that Obadiah came through with the message that he did, because I just kind of want some confirmation, or maybe you can ease my mind a little bit, because I have an older dog.
Yes, he is in very good shape, very good place. But yes, continue on.
Well, the older dog, you know, he seems happy, like sitting next to me, but he's suffering somewhat, having trouble with holding his urine and skin condition and all these type of things. And I was thinking about putting him down, putting him to sleep. But I'm having a hard time, you know, when I'm the one making the decision about, you know, whether he's going to die or not. I kind of wish he would just go if he was going to go. So could you
We say he is in very good place and good situation now. Even though it appears to you that he is suffering and having a difficult time of it, and at the 3D level, at the physical level, yes. But he also knows that it is time to move on. He knows that the time here is over, and he is ready to continue on with his process, with his own ascension process, if you look at it in this respect. So there is not to be any concern here. The concern that you have here is how to make it better for him. And this goes for all out there, with all of your animals, your pets. What is best for them?
Yeah.
Not what is best for you, but what is best for them. And then you will have your answer as to what to do. It is the same as when a horse, a racehorse or something of this nature, breaks their leg and they can no longer run, and they put it out of their misery. And this is the same type of thing. What is best for the animal at that particular time, you see? Because what racehorse would want to go around with a broken leg?
Right.
It only knew how to run, you see?
Yes.
So your various pets, your dogs, your cats, all of this, they've known how to run. They've known how to play. And if they can no longer do that, they no longer want to be here.
Oh.
You see?
Thank you for that.
Ashira, anything to add here?
Probably not, however. We will say that your wall that you seem to be facing is a decision about life or death, continuing or not. And the animal soul will continue. The animal will continue. That is something you can be assured of. And as one who said, this one wants and is ready to be free to run again, to play again. And you would be doing a service for him in letting him go. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Very good.
Wonderful.
Are there other questions here?
Yes, this is
there
Christine.
One on the phone that wanted to ask.
Yes, this is Christine. I released Valentine this Thursday morning to the other side. Can you guys give me any advice about how he's doing now? My dog, Valentine.
Sierra, do you want to go first on this one?
So you released the one that you spoke of last, right?
I did.
Well, we are sorry because we know that this is hurting you. However, one who you will let go of and let go into peace is free as a spirit running and jumping and crossing that rainbow bridge. He is enjoying himself, and you can be relieved of this from your experience. You did all that you could and even more. And by releasing this dog, you now have allowed the dog to go on to its next source of ascension, its next duties, its next, it's what it's called to do next, okay?
If you look at all of life as an energy and a rest, as a energy and then a rest, this is how the life cycle goes. And as you in your life now, you are at mostly at an energy state. But when you move on out of the body, and we are speaking in terms of past tense, moving out of the body, please understand this. Because the death process, as you know it, is drastically going to shift. But when you, or any animal or anything of this nature, moves out of the body, they are moving into that restful state to be energized again at a later point. So understand it is always this cycle. This is how the body works. This is how the earth works. This is how the solar system works, the galaxy, the universe itself, an energy and a rest. So do not be concerned about this because it is just a continuance of this cycle. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Are there other questions here?
Yes, I have a statement, I guess, but I'd like to have your input, if I may. This is Diana. And with Barnum and Bailey curtailing their shows and SeaWorld curtailing their killer whale shows with the death of Titu, can you tell me, are we now as a race starting to realize the importance of animals other than for entertainment?
My goodness, yes. All is consciousness, and you are coming to this understanding that all is consciousness. And many people across the planet that would not have understood this previously are even beginning more to awaken to this, that they have consciousness, and that all around them have consciousness, and all of life around them is consciousness. Even the rocks, the minerals, the plants, the animals, all of this have consciousness. So this is shifting greatly, and as you, the indication that you have given here of the one in the sea world, this is a sense of this consciousness, a consciousness to free the animal, a consciousness to let go of the old process, the old 3D paradigm, and move into the new, higher vibrational golden age. And this is all part of this as consciousness continues to shift greatly. Ashira, anything to add here?
Yes, we would add that this is only the tip of your iceberg. It is also the animals that are in the food chain. And all the ways that things have been trying to change, shift, and be upgraded, you still, as a species, are at the point of killing animals for food. And so this is another big change that is occurring with the raising of consciousness of the mass human consciousness. Also, hunting and all of those various things. This is even changing within the animal kingdom itself. So as things continue to raise in vibration, you will see a change in all of these relationships with the animal kingdom and man. Okay?
Thank you.
This is where you have heard from your Bible previously that the lion will lay down with the lamb. And this is what is going to occur here, as the Shira has said. It is all part of the process, all part of the evolutionary process and the consciousness shifting process that is occurring here.
Thank you.
Other questions here?
Yes, I have a question. My name is Anita, and I'm here in New Mexico. This is my first time attending, so thank you all. I do have a question. I feel like I've been moving very rapidly with my ascension and my awakening, and my energy is so strong. I'm very interested in channeling. I have such an interest in channeling and being able to be a channel as the channels are there now to bring in, to bring you in to, for others to hear auditorily. And this is something that I've been wanting and been building up to. And in my meditation, sometimes I feel like I'm there. And I hear the messages in my mind, but I can understand how people feel like they need to step aside and then it comes through. I don't feel that. I feel, I hear the messages in my mind, but nothing takes over the energy within my body. So I was just wondering if you could give me some direction. If I know that we all can do it, but maybe is this not my path work right now? If you could just please help me with that, I'd appreciate it.
What we would tell you first here, and this is for all now that wish to involve themselves in this type of communication process, this type of communication process is not going to be around too much longer. You are not going to need it too much longer. And as that process ends, the process of telepathy will come in more and more, and you will be experiencing direct communication with your own higher God self. For that is the optimum type of communication here. When you can connect directly with your higher self, know that that connection is there, and the idea of other entities, beings such as ourselves coming through a particular channel, although very important now, very helpful for many here in this process, it is not something that is going to need to continue into your new golden age here. Sheila, anything to add here?
Dear one, you have a good heart about this. We can feel that. And we agree that you talk about hearing this telepathically. And that is where all of us are going. All of us will be moving into that telepathy as opposed to the channeling process. So while it interests you, it is not something that you necessarily need to follow at this time. You are on a good path and everything is moving forward for you according to your plan. And that the telepathy aspect is one that is opening for you and will continue to do so. Okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate both of you. Thank you.
I just want to jump in here just a moment. You know, I would not stay back here for too long now. But if you do this as the other one who serves is saying, you're going to put us out of business.
I just love your energy. Every time you come in, it's just such a playful and wonderful energy. And it's just, I laugh every time you come through because it's so, you're so fun.
Well, you know what? We laugh at you, too.
I bet.
Tremendous joy to be able to work with you and assist you and be of service in all these different ways. And if you go away, I will not have a stage to stand on here anymore. Of course, we are just joking here. We are just having fun with you because so much is changing, and we are so involved personally with these changes you are going through. You have no idea how close we are all to you. I speak not only of we, the one who serves, but Ashira and Sananda and Saint Germain and all of those. All of us are so very close to this group and to all of those that come in contact with this group. You have no idea how close we all are and how we have a connection from way back. You will come to understand that connection as we move forward here. Okay, I just wanted to jump in here and give my two cents. We go on with questions now, or they are saying, okay, you stay there now. Okay. Okay. What other questions are there now?
Yeah, hi, this is Myra from New York City.
Yes.
Yes, hi, I have a question. Brother Sananda came through and he was discussing the dream state and how we're going to receive messages. And in the month of December, I received three messages. And the first one was just the word Antakarana. And then the second one was seventh initiation. And then Christmas Eve was He's Here. And I was just wondering if you can share more information on that.
Well, we think you know that when it says He is here, what do you think that means? What do you think that means? Who is the He?
Well, I was thinking the twin flame, but I don't know. I received other messages as well with twin flames, but He can be, it could be Him, it could be anybody else. I don't know.
But your twin flame could be a she as well.
Really?
Ah, boy, I'm going to think about that one now, no? He could also be your higher God self. With the male pronoun there used, but that can also be she as well, you see?
Yeah.
So do not get wrapped up in the terminology that was used within the dream, because it is very symbolic much of the time. And what was the other part? Or rather, we will turn this over to Ashira to also answer this. Hi, Ashira. Did not want to forget about you.
No.
Way over there. I can see you so far away.
How can I be serious? So tell me, please, those other two words that became evident to you from your dreams.
Seventh initiation, and then
okay.
Antakarana.
Well, I would say that these are important words for you, important because they have meaning to you. As you move forward, you will see that these dreams continue to unfold great information, not a word or two, more like movies, more like Hollywood movies you will be enjoying during the night. And you will find that it is difficult to wake up from these, and it'll be easier to sleep through these because you will come to a point in time where you will be trying to decide what is real, what is real for me. And this is going to be important because many people here have shared that they have had 12 plus hours of sleep at night. They are in those periods where they are enjoying dream states that feel very real to them. And so you are not going to just pass it out of this body and into another state, but this is part of the process. And so as you continue to look at your dreams, rather than looking back, let us move forward, you will see that you will be having more and more and more opportunities to be dreaming real information dreams that will take you into your future. Okay?
Thank you. That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. One, two, three.
Very good. Are there other questions here now?
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead. One at a time.
Okay. I think it's me. This is Margaret, and I've listened to you multiple times, but I've never called in. I have an experience with having a pet pass over. On January 3rd, I let my older dog pass over, and he did a lot of communicating with me before we did this, and he told me that we were sort of breaking the pattern for a kinder, gentler way for pets to be able to pass over. And he was sick and in pain. His hind legs had given out on him. He was 11, it was hard for me. I can understand the shakiness in some of the voices that have discussed their older pets. And he told me that the kindest, gentlest thing I could do would be to let him pass before he got into extreme pain. He told me that it was easier for an animal to pass after I aligned his chakras. I'm an energy worker. And I aligned his chakras multiple times, even that morning before we let him go. And he said that it's so much easier. And if he could have a state of consciousness about him, it just makes everything easier for he and me. He said that if I could feel joy at the time of his passing, that he would be able to actually take some of the physical symptoms that I've been feeling and carry them with him, and I would not feel them. And I want you to know that he did exactly what he said he could do. And now when I think about letting him pass, instead of wondering if I did it too early, I feel like we, you know, I'm not a football fan. I don't even know football rules, but we scored a touchdown. I was able to help him do what he needed. And then in return, he could help me even beyond the other side. He reassured me our bond is unbreakable and that he will never leave my side. And instead of feeling sad now, because I've cried, I went and got the ashes on Friday. I've cried when I brought the ashes here. And yet every time I think about the joy of what we were able to pull off, I just feel bliss. And so I hope this gives people some help.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It was interesting that Obadiah decided to come through today and talk about this, and how many have come forward with these particular issues in their life. It is wonderful that you and he had communication, had clear communication, because it is indeed much easier for animals than it is for people to leave their bodies. They are not attached to their bodies in the same way. And so when you have an agreement with the one who you let go of, then it made it easier for all who are involved. Maybe not short term for you, but you know that he is in the right place at the right time, and he is still communicating with you. He and you are, let us say you are star mates. You are together in this life, and when you go to the other side in your frequency rising and you see this one, he will not be a dog. He will not be a dog. He will be another one that you will embrace, you will hug, and you will know one another face to face. Bless
you,
ma'am.
Thank you so much for that confirmation. This was the second time he came to me in this lifetime as a dog. And the first time he passed, I had the hint that he would not be a dog when I met him. And so the first time he passed, I let him go into seizures. I waited too long. And this time he told me, we can't wait too long. I can help you more from the other side. And I can't thank you enough for the confirmation. There is so much. There's joy in everything, even in our darkest sadness. And the tears I've cried are for my emotions, not for him. I am so happy for him. And I can't wait.
All right. Bless you.
Good. Are there questions here?
Yes. Hello. This is. I'm sorry. Go on.
Your turn. Go ahead.
Somebody speak.
Okay. I'm sorry. This is Linda in Illinois, and thank you. Long-time listener, first-time caller. And I just have some phenomena that goes on when I wake up, and a kind of a two-part question, if you could help me understand. Almost nightly, I'll wake up, and within a minute, I get a very strange, weird sensations, usually start in my elbow region and sometimes then move through my body. Sometimes it's just my arms. And then it will dissipate. And then on a couple occasions, I've awakened into like a centrifuge spin in the room that was so fast that I would just have to close my eyes and try to breathe to keep calm. And I never really understood what was happening.
Part of what is happening to you and to others who would be experiencing this similar type of thing is that you are doing many things during your sleep state, in your dream state, and much of it is very real that is occurring, and you are going through some even in terms of battles and these types of things, and you are experiencing much, and then there are times when your body then calls you back, and you are brought back very suddenly. And you experience these types of aches and pains or a sense of dizziness or something of this nature. And this is what is occurring when that happens. Sometimes you are brought back too quickly, or it appears that you are. It is not harmful to you, but it is a little disorienting at times. So this can happen and will continue to happen, but more and more you will find yourself in your dreams and being more and more lucid in your dreams. If you are already not that way, you are going to become more and more that way, more lucid, more involved in your dream state and realizing how real the dream state is. You have no idea yet what your dreams are. You hear various things along the way, and the various sciences and things speak of this and what they mean, and the meanings of your dreams, how to interpret them, and all of this. And much of this is folly in many respects. But it is going to become more and more important for you to pay attention to your dreams and let them be what they are. And the more you pay attention to them, and you will experiencing more and more of this and come to realize just how real they are. Ashira, anything to add here?
No, very good. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Yes, are there other questions here? We have to bring back the other one here for you to want to ask questions. he slipped off here, but he's standing by. He can come back. Are there other questions?
I have a question. This is Regina in Denver. So with these energies that have just taken place, and I understand the energies are just really continuing on and building up, what does that mean for us and the changes coming? So our job is still to obviously keep raising our frequencies, and when we get to that right point, we'll be seeing all the events and actions take place.
That is correct. Would you
awesome.
Like further elaboration here? You had asked a rather open-ended question there, or closed-ended question, rather. Is there more needed here?
I do not think so.
Are we losing?
Very good. Then we move on. Are there other questions here before we release channel? Nothing further?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Hi, this is Justin from Florida, and thank you so much for your time. I wanted to ask, I feel very deeply lately a sense of sort of my sole purpose being freedom, and not only my own freedom, but inspiring others to become free. And I wanted to ask if the U.S. Constitution was channeled, because I feel very deeply that it has the principles in the Constitution have a very deep meaning to the awakening process that we're going through and the creation of New Gaia. And I just wanted to ask if there was any comments or further discussion that you may want to bring to that.
Most of those that were involved in working with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all of this, yes, it was channeled, but it was not channeled in this respect as we are doing here. It was channeled through their higher selves and their memory processes that they had. because they worked with this previously in the times of Atlantis and worked with this type of a government type of setting, not so much as it is now, but it was a somewhat of a recurrence of some of the things that were there at that time in Atlantis. And they brought this forward. And of course, you have heard the story of Saint Germain and how Saint Germain was there in the physical body to assist them in the process. Not so much in the writing of it, but in the signing of it. So that the Declaration of Independence would be signed and the Constitution could go forward and all of this. So much of this was a process of remembrance to those who were participating in this. Very similar in the same way to the Nassara Act. This is very much the same thing that is occurring now. Those that were involved and have been involved in designing and creating Nassara were also there at the time of the Constitution in some respects, and also in Atlantis as well. So it is a continuation of this process. Ashir, anything to add here?
No, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Anything further here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Hello. Hi, my name's Jennifer. Can you hear me?
Hi, Jennifer.
Yes.
Okay, good. I was wondering when the time comes for all the announcements to happen and our new government comes, Gasara, Nassara, and I believe we're going to be meeting our mentors after first contact. I might be wrong about that. But is the aging process going to stop for us and for our animals?
Sherry, do you want to go?
I will answer this. Will the aging process stop for everyone involved? As you move forward and you move onward and upward, let us say, into your progress, the state that you are talking about when Nassara happens and evolves, those things, that is not yet time for death itself to be totally annihilated on this planet. You will continue to see that some of the animals and some people may still die. But as you move into that, the event moves you into that fifth dimensional experience, into that new dawn for humans. And that then will be the time that you will see that the death experience will no longer be an experience in this planet. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Please understand the various technologies that you have now. Although you might think in terms of sometimes they are somewhat advanced, they are child's play. There is nothing here that is close to what you are going to experience. And even to the point where you move beyond the technology, there will be a time when you will move completely beyond this need for technology at all. But in the interim, in the transition period here, there will be many technologies that will be introduced. And some of them will, eliminate the various diseases and illnesses and all of this, as well as reattaching limbs, and these types of things will all be a part of the process. And then you will even move to new technologies that allow you to move into a chamber of a type, a healing chamber, a crystal chamber, and find yourself, when you have emerged from that, completely rejuvenated back to wherever you want to be in your life. You see, your technologies have been going on predominantly for only the last 2 centuries here or so. Now think in terms of technologies that have been around for thousands, even millions of years, and what can occur from this. And it begins to give you an idea of what is ahead for you, okay?
Okay, I know that many technologies have been suppressed. Will most of these technologies be able to come out once the new government has come in? Because then obviously
yes.
They'll be safe.
They are already beginning to come out.
Right, right. All right, thank you very much.
So my question is, can you tell us anything about what the structure of our government is going to be with the new republic?
That is something that you will just want to wait and see about. We are not going to give you indication of what it will be like or anything of this nature, because at this point it is still based on probability. But there is going to be a movement where you will move beyond the structure as you know it now. This is worldwide structure we speak of. And move into an understanding of working with councils and various leaders, elders, if you would call them this. All of this will be introduced to you as a working process that occurs in other planets, other solar systems, even other galaxies, that will give you a better working understanding of an understanding of what works here. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Ashira, anything to add here?
No, I don't think so. Thank you.
Very good. Any further questions now? We release John. One more question, and then we release channel.
Hi, I have a question. My name is Diana from Tampa, Florida. I've been in contact, I think, with the Archangel Metatron, and I think he's my guide. But I talk to him telepathically. Sometimes, though, I get some kind of negative images as I talk to him. So also because of what happened with all these negative attacks that I've heard about, even on Hollow Earth Network, I was just wondering, how would I be able to protect myself from that? Sometimes I'm even wondering if it's true and, if it's not just a negative attack.
You first?
I will take this first. So, dear one, the best thing to do is to surround yourself with light. Surround yourself with the light that we send out from this place each Sunday. Surround yourself with a golden white light and know that you are protected and that protection moves in you, as you, and through you. And when you connect with the ones that you believe you are speaking with, we believe that that is indeed happening. And when you have negative thoughts that come in, we would say that they are not going to affect you. When you effectively surround yourself with the light, protect yourself with the light, and know that it is in place and in effect. If you have an experience of negativity, do your best to send it back to where it came from, and know that it is not part of your true communication with your archangel, okay? One who serves.
Know that as your consciousness continues to increase and the light continues to illuminate the darkness here on this planet to where the darkness is completely gone, then there will be no more concern about this. And as you are beginning to understand, there are those ones of the dark that are either turning to the light or they're being taken out of the picture entirely. So there is no concern here as you continue to move up in vibrations, and that is all you need to be concerned about now, is continuing to move up in vibrations. Now, there is that element where there are those that move up in vibrations and begin to make themselves known, you might say. And there is where the ones from the other side, the dark side, can begin to become attracted to you. But then, as Ashira has said, if you have the light around them, they cannot penetrate that light. Your light is very strong. All of you, your light is very strong, and only if you allow it can they penetrate through. There's only those few circumstances here and there where even ones that are not allowing it are invaded, you might say. But that is coming to an end here very soon. This goes with Sananda the week before when he spoke of the line in the sand. So that is what is occurring here. We need to release channel now, and we're going to be back with you again each week here. And we continue on with the entire process that is going on, and we continue to say to you to just sit back, get ready for the show, because the show is going to begin. It is really going to begin very shortly, and all of those things that have been held back, technologies, various truths, all of this is going to be revealed very soon. And as you continue to hear these things being revealed, you will know that you are in the right moment at the right time, and this is indeed the end times for this illusion that you have been a part of and created, but been a part of all this time. Chanti, peace be with you.
Chanti, peace be with you. Thank you.
I am Ashira. You have covered a wide range of items today, have you not?
Yes.
Yep. You've been from one end of the world to the other, let us say. We are so grateful for all of those who have taken part in this conversation from the phones. All of those who are in the room and all of those who will continue to read and to listen to the words that were spoken today. These are times, as you have heard, where you, those things that have started 2 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago with each of you are now increasing. The dreams will be increasing. The side events that you see out of your eyes, that you hear out of your ears, that you may speak, you may hear tunes from no place that play inside your head. You may see lights that you've spoken of today, but even more colorful lights, even more opportunities to see the light that is coming from the planet herself as she moves this ascension process.
There's a number of different things we get fans
are looking forward to. All of these then seeing or seeing single day. Call out if you need us. We are there if you call our names, if you think of us. We are there if you do not think of us, and we tap you on our shoulder. All of the work that you are doing, the work that you are doing in visualizations, in meditations, in spreading your light in the world, as you move about your business of each day, we give you our love and our blessings. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.